back in the postgame. We got to roll soon, so we're going to give you a rhino story. The one that we promised you.
Yes.
I was about to say it's fun, but it's definitely not fun. But it is interesting.
I haven't been briefed on the story, by the way, so I'm learning about it the moment you all learn about it. Prepare for shock.
It's very interesting. A follow up if you've been watching the show, of course. This was last week? Last week, yeah.
Yep.
So last week, apparently, we reported on a poacher attack on a French zoo that resulted in the death of a rhino and its horn being cut off and stolen. Now, other zoos in Europe are starting to respond to this, the possibility of this being a continuing threat. One Czech zoo has made the decision to preemptively cut off all of the horns of its rhinos to protect them.
Ugh.
Now, to do this, vets are going to put the rhinos under anesthesia before removing their horns with a chainsaw and filing down the sharp edges.
What?
The removal of rhino horns allegedly causes no permanent damage to their health, and the horn eventually grows back. Now, there's a right way and a wrong way to cut off a rhino horn, apparently, even with a chainsaw. If you totally avoid any damage to the skull, within 3 years, supposedly a rhino horn will grow back. But the more damage you do to the skull, it can lengthen the time it takes to grow back or make it impossible in the future. So they're going to attempt to do it very carefully. They say it's for the sake of rhino safety. The attack in France put us on alert. The danger is really intense. And in addition to this Czech zoo, the Pyrie Deze Zoo in Belgium is planning to shorten its rhino's horns as an anti-poaching measure as well. And the reason that they're doing this, the reason why the attack happened in France is, of course, the great value to these horns. It's an estimated value of $54,000 to $60,000 per kilo, making rhino horn more valuable per weight than gold or cocaine.
Damn, that's an amazing fact.
Is it me, or is sawing off every rhino's horn preemptively sort of an overreaction to one poaching incident?
It might be, but there's so few rhinos. Like, what if there's another attack?
Yeah.
So a lot of people do feel that way, though.
But we're going to hit those rhino horns over there before they hit us over here. So, yeah, it is a little weirdly preemptive. Like, we'll show you poachers by getting rid of all the horns in the first place. And although, to be fair, when the Czech zoo did it to the poachers, looked and the Czech zoo looked and said, checkmate. Now that was a long setup. That didn't work. The setup was way too long.
I would have said that should be the master graphic, but come on, JR came up with rhinoplasty. That's perfect.
Yeah, that is pretty good. That is pretty good.
But yeah, look, it's obviously a drastic measure to take. I imagine a lot of animal cruelty advocates are probably not going to be satisfied with this as a solution, because that is a hugely invasive thing to do to this creature. But of course, it's not just that. I mean, in France, they shot the rhino 4 times in the head. It's dead. They tried to cut off another rhino's horn, weren't successful. And when we reported on that story, by the way, that was the same day that it was revealed that one of only 30 great tusker elephants in Africa had been killed and its horns taken. I mean, some of these populations are very, very small. And so they at least believe that drastic measures need to be taken.
Does a rhino use its horn in its everyday life for anything that it's now not going to be able to do because they've been sawed off or chainsawed off? I mean, I'm actually not sure. Probably. Are there any rhino experts in the house who can enlighten us on this?
I did some research. I mean, obviously, use it for defense and stuff like that. We'd prefer that they not use it for defense. I don't know what other possible. I imagine it's got to be disorienting to suddenly not have that great weight on your face.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure they're not going to use it in a zoo for any real thing. Mm-hmm. But they've also done it in the wild.
Security, that they actually, one of the other reasons they're doing it is security concerns, that their security officials could be threatened by the horn.
Really?
I haven't seen evidence of fatal horn attacks, but that's what they said.
Yeah.
I'll try to find it.
So,
just imagining rhinos with their horns out, like chasing attendants around.
Yeah. Belgium zoo said, and to protect its security personnel as well. Now, maybe they mean that the security personnel would be at risk if armed poachers came in. Maybe that's the security concern.
I wonder if rhinos, do they battle over mating partners and use their horn for that purpose? I mean, there's got to be something evolutionarily that they use them for, right?
Yeah. It's probably the mating.
Yeah, look, so unfortunately, for the poachers, this might have given them a new idea, which is, wait, don't kill the rhinos, capture the rhinos. Cut their horns off, wait 3 years, cut them off again, wait 3 years, cut them off again. Because
I hope they're going to do all that trouble.
So now, well, my wife read this story a long, long time ago on the internet, which I'm pretty sure is fake. I hope it's fake once I tell you what the story is. So she read that in China somewhere they had captured this bear, or they did this regularly, and they would take its bile, I think, and then they
bear bile.
Yeah, bear bile, and so that apparently is valuable. And so they don't kill the bear; they just put it in a cage. They feed it the bare minimum. Sorry, didn't mean that. Okay, I really didn't mean that. And they take the bile out, and it is incredibly painful, and the bear is in agonizing pain every day, day in, day out, and they won't let it die. And so, again, I hope the story is not true, because the way that it ends makes me think that it's apocryphal. But so then one of the bears has a baby. I don't know how they had the baby. Anyway, so, and they see, it sees that it's going to be locked up. And the bear breaks out of the cage and jumps on the baby and kills it so that it doesn't have to go through that its whole life. Okay? So another reason why I think it's apocryphal is because they were raising money to help the bears, and Wendy was like, that's it, whatever we have, we're giving right now to the Bear Bile Foundation, right? Because that story is so heartbreaking, right?
These animal suffering stories are just bumming me out, for the record.
Yeah.
They are.
You should have seen some of the undercover pig videos we've shown. You remember those?
I can't watch them.
Brutal. Yeah. I had to edit one. That was a rough day. Obviously worse for the pigs.
And as I said in the first Rhino story, man, the main culprits are the guys who are buying this shit.
Yes.
Don't buy it. You know, you made it more valuable than gold and cocaine. Have you ever done cocaine? I'm kidding.
Should be more valuable.
But seriously, man, what they do to these piranhas. Finally, see, this is part of the zoo, right? Because, you know, I'm pretty anti-zoo. I turn to Michael as if he knows that.
Okay, of course,
right.
It's in his Twitter bio.
Because
anti-zoo.
You know, because we're keeping those animals all caged up for our own entertainment, and so our kids can look at them and go, "Oh, look, Daddy, it's a rhino." But now the rhino looks ugly and weird because we cut its horn off. So then the kids will not be entertained, and then Russell Crowe will come in and go, "Are you not entertained?" And we'll say, "No." And so, but you know what? That's why maybe you shouldn't have the zoo in the first place.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, I'm not saying that things would be better. They're butchering the rhinos in the wild. There, the poachers have it even easier. And the northern white rhino has been decimated by poachers, etc. I'm just saying, overall, it's just kind of mainly fess up that it's for our entertainment.
Yes.
And I think that's why, like, people, a lot of people, I bet you look at this story and go, "Don't cut the horns off. We're going to see the rhinos in the zoo, and the horns are a big part of it."
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, the people who work at the zoo usually are wonderful people. They care most about the animals. People who go to the zoo care about the animals. I get it. But you're looking at it from a Homo sapien perspective.
Yes.
But there are zoos that do serve the function of preserving certain species that might be under threat or might go extinct at some point. So, you know, I have the same reservations about zoos, but as long as they exist to alleviate suffering in some way among the particular species, or because they have some kind of humanitarian reason for existing, that's okay with me.
Yeah, this zoo that they've referenced in one of the articles, but this zoo is the only zoo to successfully breed the white rhino in captivity.
There you go.
Which serves a purpose.
Oh, yeah, the Czech zoo. So they've actually done some great work at the Czech zoo. And once they did, they thought, check me. Okay, look, I'm trying to make an atrocious story a little bit more entertaining. Are you not entertained? No.
Rhino.
Oh, that was a big rhino-no on my part. Okay.
My pun game is weak right now, so that's
fine. Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of years of practice, so don't feel bad. Okay, guys, we got to go. Much love. Massive power panel tomorrow. I believe Michael, Nomi, and Jordan are all on.
We're on for both hours.
Both hours.
So that's like unprecedented. This is like a historic event.
It's a little bit unprecedented, a little bit historic. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying historic. Okay. And finally, we get rid of John. I hope.
I think that guy sucks.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.